Hello and welcome to GCSE Physics Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most powerful principles in physics, conservation of momentum. This is specification 0.1.13 for OCR GCSE Physics, and it's absolutely crucial for your exam success, especially if you're taking higher tier. Now, momentum questions can feel intimidating at first, but here's the good news. Once you understand the core principle and learn to spot the patterns, these become some of the most predictable marks on your paper. Today, we'll break down exactly what examiners are looking for, explore the key scenarios you'll face, and arm you with strategies to tackle even the trickiest six-mark questions with confidence. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's master momentum together. Let's start with the fundamentals. Momentum is the product of mass and velocity. The formula is P equals mv, where P is momentum in kilogram meters per second, M is mass in kilograms, and V is velocity in meters per second. Notice I said velocity, not speed. That's critical. Velocity is a vector, which means direction matters. This is where many candidates lose marks. Now, here's the golden rule. In a closed system, meaning no external forces acting, total momentum before an interaction equals total momentum after. This is the conservation of momentum. It applies to collisions, explosions, and recoil scenarios. OER loves to test this at higher tier, and you'll see it in 4 to 6 mark questions. Let's talk about the two main scenarios. First, collisions. Imagine two trolleys on a frictionless track. Trolley A, mass 2 kilograms, moving at 3 meters per second to the right, hits stationary trolley B, mass 1 kilogram. After the collision, they stick together and move as one unit. Your job? Calculate the final velocity. Here's the method examiners want to see. Step 1, calculate total momentum before. Trolley A has momentum of 2 times 3, which equals 6 kilogram meters per second. Trolley B is stationary, so its momentum is 0. Total before, 6 kilogram meters per second. Step 2, after the collision, the combined mass is 3 kilograms. Let's call the final velocity V. Total momentum after is 3 times verse. Step 3, apply conservation. C equals 3 volts. So breckles, 2 meters per second. Both trolleys move to the right at 2 meters per second. Now here's where it gets interesting. What if the trolleys were moving in opposite directions before the collision? This is where the vector nature of momentum becomes critical. You must assign a positive direction, let's say right is positive, and then velocities to the left become negative. If trolley A moves right at 3 meters per second and trolley B moves left at 2 meters per second, you'd write trolley B's velocity as minus 2 meters per second. Miss that sign, and you'll lose marks. The second key scenario is explosions or recoil. Picture a stationary object that suddenly splits into two fragments moving in opposite directions. A classic example, a rifle firing a bullet. Before firing, the total momentum is 0 because nothing's moving. After firing, the bullet moves forward and the rifle recoils backward. Because momentum is conserved, the forward momentum of the bullet must equal the backward momentum of the rifle. Mathematically, if the bullet has mass m1 and velocity v1, and the rifle has mass m2 and velocity v2, then m1 times v1 plus m2 times v2 equals 0. Notice that v1 and v2 have opposite signs because they move in opposite directions. Rearrange this, and you can find the recoil velocity of the rifle. OCR examiners love explosion questions because they test whether you truly understand that momentum is a vector. If you forget to make one velocity negative, your answer will be wildly wrong. One more thing. Don't confuse conservation of momentum with conservation of kinetic energy. Momentum is always conserved in a closed system. Kinetic energy is only conserved in perfectly elastic collisions, and those are rare in GCSE questions. In most collisions, some kinetic energy is transferred to heat, sound, or deformation. Examiners will sometimes ask you to calculate kinetic energy before and after to show it's not conserved, so be ready for that. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. OCR typically awards 1 mark for stating the conservation principle, 1 or 2 marks for calculating initial momentum correctly, 1 mark for setting up the equation, and 1 mark for the final answer with correct units. That's your roadmap. Here's my number 1 tip. Always draw a before and after diagram. Label your positive direction clearly. Use an arrow. This visual check will save you from sign errors. I can't stress this enough. Sign errors are the most common reason candidates lose marks on momentum questions. Second tip, watch your units. If a question gives you mass in grams, convert to kilograms before calculating momentum. A trolley of 500 grams is 0.5 kilograms. Miss that conversion, and your answer will be out by a factor of 1,000. Third tip, show every step of your working. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks. Write P equals M times V for each object. Write total momentum before equals total momentum after. Examiners can only give you credit for what they can see. Common mistake number one, treating velocity as a scalar. If two objects move in opposite directions, one velocity must be negative. Common mistake number two, forgetting that in explosion questions, initial momentum is zero. Set your equation to m1v1 plus m2v2 equals zero, not some other number. Common mistake number three, rounding too early. Keep at least three significant figures in intermediate steps, then round your final answer to match the data in the question. And here's a bonus tip for safety feature questions. If you're asked to explain how a crumple zone reduces injury, link it to momentum. The crumple zone increases the time over which the car's momentum changes, which reduces the force experienced by passengers. Use the equation F equals delta P over delta T. Longer time, smaller force. That's the physics examiners want to see. All right, let's test your recall. I'll ask three questions, pause the podcast, answer them, then come back. Question one, state the formula for momentum and give the units. Question two, in a closed system, what is always conserved during a collision? Question three, a 0.05 kilogram bullet is fired from a 4 kilogram rifle. If the bullet's velocity is 400 meters per second to the right, what is the recoil velocity of the rifle? Pause now. Welcome back. Here are the answers. One, momentum equals mass times velocity. Units are kilogram meters per second. Two, total momentum is always conserved. Three, initial momentum is zero. So 0.05 times 400 plus 4 times V equals zero. That gives 20 plus 4V equals zero. So V equals minus 5 meters per second. The rifle recoils to the left at 5 meters per second. How did you do? If you got all three, fantastic. If not, revisit those core concepts. Let's wrap up. Conservation of momentum is a cornerstone of OCR GCSE physics. Remember, momentum equals mass times velocity, and it's a vector. In a closed system, total momentum before equals total momentum after. Draw before and after diagrams, label your positive direction, and watch those signs. For collisions, calculate each object's momentum, add them up, then apply conservation. For explosions, remember the initial momentum is zero, so the final momentum must sum to zero. Practice is key. Work through past paper questions, focusing on method and clear working. The more you practice, the more automatic this becomes, and the more marks you'll secure on exam day. Thank you so much for joining me today. Keep practicing, stay curious, and remember, physics is all about understanding the patterns. You've got this. Until next time, happy revising.